It's safe to say that Terry Sullivan and Kirk Quisenberry have each earned a nonstop ticket to heaven. The two construction workers rescued two priests last week from a burning house.
God works in mysterious ways, and it was all about timing.
Kurt tells me that he and Terry were running late for work after they decided to eat a little breakfast at his home on Libby Drive in Riverside.
We're a little bit late already. We sat down and had a cinnamon roll anyway, and then it was just a matter of a couple minutes later, could have been bad news. You know, from that aspect, I do believe we saved a guy's life that day.
You had a cinnamon roll and you saved a life. When the two guys finally left for work, they spotted a house with smoke coming out of the roof. Kurt made a U-turn and called 911 while Terry jumped out of the van and headed for the front door. He was met by a caregiver who said she was trying to get Father Larry Farrell to leave.
He was just in there having his coffee, and she was like, come on, we gotta go, there's a fire. And he goes, I don't smell a fire. Then he stood up and he goes, now I can smell it. And so he kind of shuffles his way out. You know, we helped him.
Anybody else in there? Yes, Terry was told. Father Raymond Finnerty is upstairs.
As soon as I got upstairs, it was black smoke. Couldn't see, couldn't breathe, you know, but I could hear him, and he was like headed down the other end of the hallway, so I just felt for him, and we got him downstairs, and his hair was burned, and lips were black. He was having a hard time breathing.
Weren't you a little worried when you went up there, and it was black smoke, and you're thinking, oh, brother?
Not until I got upstairs. It didn't even hit me until I got upstairs, and it kind of was like a slap in the face, like, whoa.
The two construction workers are modest about their heroics.
You don't really think about it. You just act, and you would hope somebody would do the same thing for you or your family.
We are proud to name Terry Sullivan and Kirk Quisenberry as KNX Heroes of the Week. Diane Thompson, KNX 1070 News Radio.